Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Simon Marks is still here, of course. So it's not just the Donald.
No.
We focused a lot about him. It's all the people around him. A lot of people saying these are the worst people in the cabinet that we've ever seen. Some people say, actually, no, they're rather good. What do you think?
Well, you were making the point earlier on that if his approach to government is going to be moderated, it will be moderated by the people that are sitting around the cabinet table there with him. This is not a one-man government. He's got to hire 4,000 people now. There's no large permanent civil service here. Many of the government staff are politically appointed, so he's really got to dig
4, deep. 4,000?
4,000
positions. Are you waiting by the phone?
I keep expecting it to ring at any moment. What we have already seen during the confirmation processes that are underway here for many of his picks for the cabinet, who have to be approved by the US Senate, is a huge gulf between some of the things that Donald Trump says and some of the things that they say. Take a listen to, for example, to Rex Tillerson, who is about to succeed John Kerry as Secretary of State. And listen to what he had to say during his confirmation hearing last week about Russia. It was much more hawkish than the admiration of Vladimir Putin that has often been expressed by Donald Trump.
Russia today poses a danger. Russia must know that we will be accountable to our commitments and those of our allies, and that Russia must be held to account for its actions.
And Mr. Tillerson is not the only one who is promising to adopt that clear-eyed view on Russia. Mike Pompeo, former Republican congressman, is Mr. Trump's choice to head the CIA.
It's pretty clear about what took place here, about Russian involvement in efforts to hack information and to have an impact on American democracy.
So Tillerson wants a tougher approach to Vladimir Putin. Pompeo doesn't accept the idea that the hacking of the Democratic Party's computer servers could have been done by anybody other than Russia. What about NATO? Donald Trump says NATO is obsolete. That is not the view of the new defense secretary here, the so-called mad dog General James Mattis.
Having served once as a NATO Supreme Allied Commander, is the most successful military alliance probably in modern world history, maybe ever. And so I would see us maintaining the strongest possible relationship with NATO.
Strongest possible relationship with an alliance his boss says is obsolete. Now, this isn't a one-man government. At the end of the day, one man does have to make the decisions, but those are some of the voices of the men, and there will be women as well, sitting around the cabinet table advising him, and they are not, on many issues of policy, singing from the same song sheet as the man who's hiring them.
And they're all equally alpha males as well. So they won't, I mean, you know, if you've been the CEO of ExxonMobil, one of the biggest oil companies on the planet, you're not gonna take any crap, as they say. You know, you're going to basically stand up to the president and say, Mr. President, with respect, I disagree with this. Do you think that he will be able to govern with this team of rivals and people who don't necessarily agree with him?
Well, as ever with American politics and government, it all depends who really has the president's ear. And we didn't hear in those clips from the man that he selected to be his national security advisor, General Mike Flynn, a man who has trafficked with conspiracy theories on the internet, even in recent times, someone who believes firmly that the United States is at war with Islam, is at war with the entire faith, not just with the extremist elements of it. If he ends up being the man working in the White House, unlike those other guys who will be outside the White House in other government departments, at the Pentagon, at the State Department, at the CIA, if he's the man who has the president's ear, then perhaps Donald Trump's instincts and his vision do triumph. How all this works its way out is going to be the story not just of the next couple of weeks, it's going to be the story potentially of the next 4 years.
And what are you looking out for now? What's the thing that you'll be most interested in the next few weeks?
I think really how quickly and how confidently he seizes the levers of power. And there is this overwhelming question of domestic importance here, which is what happens to Obamacare? He's talking about simultaneously repealing and replacing it. 20 million Americans are covered by it. If they get sick, they need it. Simultaneous repeal and replacement is impossible because Republicans on Capitol Hill say it will take months, if not years, to prepare the legislation necessary to replace it. What happens to those 20 million Americans, many of whom are people who voted for Donald Trump precisely because he promised to improve the health insurance situation in which they found themselves?
Good point. Simon, stick around. Let's go to two very quick callers before the top of the hour. Christine and Bromley, you're on the air.
Good morning, Matt. First of all, I'd like to thank you very much for your Channel 4 documentary.
Thank you very much.
Which one is that?
I've done so many of them.
Well, I was talking about the one this week, Meet the
Trump. Oh, right, about the family history.
From immigrant to president, yes.
You must watch the rest of them, though, Christine. They're all fabulous. Get the box set.
Make fry great again. Okay, that's very kind of you.
No, it wasn't really kind in the sense that it was so enlightening about the kind of psychology that lies behind the family and the rise to power of this family, who all looked very unhappy, I thought, yesterday, with false smiles.
You're right.
On firmly.
Yes.
His son, Baron, my God, that poor boy. Anyway, I mustn't get distracted from my main point. The main point is that I found food for thought in your documentary, Matt, which I've recommended to friends this week. And one of the things I was thinking about was that his father and grandfather created jobs in a businessman, entrepreneurial way. And in the speech yesterday, there was one clue when he said about expanding the infrastructure, the railroads, the bridges, he said. And I thought, my God, is this what he's about? He's going to now... He can't give people back the jobs they had because of automation, because of globalization. Yeah. Does he intend to do it via a kind of conscripted labor force?
Yeah. Okay, Christine, I think that's a very good point. I think he will rebuild some of the roads. And let me tell you, as someone who used to live in Washington for a long time, the roads need fixing. And that's just one of the many things that needs fixing. Christine Bromley, thank you so much. Now, coming up next, what do you think Trump will do now that he's actually installed in the Oval Office? I made a deal with John and Hilsham that I'll suspend judgment until I see what he actually does, if in return he will allow me to carry on infusing an element of satire into all this. But I want to know from you, what are those actions that Trump will undertake in his first 100 days? And who do you blame?
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.